duvet. You heard that. Stop laughing. It's Virgin Radio 104.4 Morning on the Chris Faye Show. Grab your tickets, guys. PlatinumList.net. Also at the Virgin Megastores, right?
Yeah, or you can get them online at virginmegastore.me as well.
Jojo on the radio is his show in LA, Kiss FM. We've got him here right now in studio. When you talk to the stars, we talk to them, but Jojo talks to them like every hour of every day.
Yeah. Do you want to talk to like Duvet? No, you can do an interview with us if you want.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
How big is Duvet?
It's the biggest band in the Middle world, East.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, 100%. You didn't know this.
When Duvet walks the streets, like goes to the mall.
Yeah.
Do you get rushed like crazy?
Not really.
Personal security, they look after
him. Care of that.
Yeah, we get them to flick all the fans away like that. Get away, psh, get away.
So you don't sign many autographs?
Absolutely not.
No. They had a Christmas album. Mm. It sold out in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Really?
We worked with the Backstreet Boys as well, actually.
That's lies.
We
That's
did a
lies.
Duet with the Backstreet Boys, didn't we, Chris, back in 96?
We did on the corner of Hollywood and Highland.
They were in Orlando then.
We were there then. Talking about Backstreet Boys, Pretty Malik is probably the biggest Backstreet Boys fan I've ever met.
Everybody,
sing it, Brian.
Yeah.
I knew she was a fan, but I didn't realize how deep this love. Why the Backstreet Boys? Explain to everyone. We talk about this. Why the Backstreet Boys, Pretty Malik?
They were the first band that I fell in love with. It was their voices, surprisingly, that I fell in love with before anything else. I heard their song on the radio. And then I saw them at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York.
Sure.
Woke up on TV and I saw them and I said, Nick Carter, you are going to be my husband one day.
Okay.
That didn't happen. But
sorry about that.
But he did have a Bollywood-themed Sangeet, which I was like, the stars aligned. Okay. And but yeah, I've just always loved them. And it's been however many years, do the math, and I'm still in love with them. This August, my friend, one of my best friends Ashley,
Yalla, come on.
Be quiet. We've already booked tickets to go see them in August in New York. So
you asked.
I know I asked. She'll go on for like 7 minutes here. Jojo.
Yes.
Now, you know the Backstreet Boys somewhat, correct?
Very well. Very well.
So he's friends with them.
I want to say
great
that
guys.
There's even a photo of you from probably 15 years ago. You're on their private jet.
Around the world.
Yeah. This is when they came out with the album Black and Blue, which I'm sure you recall, which had... What songs were... Show Me the Meaning... Is that
Show Me the Meaning of Being Lonely. They did this big thing where they got a jet and they called it Around the World, and you went on the plane with them around the world.
We basically did 7 continents in 100 hours or something like that. Yeah. I left L.A. and went to... I met with them in Stockholm, Sweden. Then we jumped on a plane, went to Tokyo.
Yep.
Went to, God, I remember this like yesterday, Sydney, Australia. Oh, your home, Chris.
That's amazing.
We refueled in Perth, didn't get off the plane, then went to Cape Town.
And who's on this plane? Just the Backstreet Boys and a few of like the management.
Radio.
And yourself.
Me, 2 radio guys. Me and a guy named Cubby.
Cubby was on there.
Yeah. We know Cubby. Yeah. Cubby was on there?
Yeah, he was at the time. He worked at a station called Z100 New York, which he doesn't work there now, but he still works in New York radio.
He's a great guy.
He's the only other guy I consider, like I always say with the guys, I am the 6th Backstreet Boy. But Cubby has the only claim to that, so I'll allow him to be in that conversation.
Okay,
but
aside from him, no.
And then Cape Town to Rio to New York, and that was that, and it was just the wildest time. So you probably saw the pics of the playing video games. That was actually on the plane.
Yeah.
Wow.
And since then, I've kept in touch with them. They've, you know, hundreds of interviews, or it seems like hundreds, since then. Went to AJ's wedding. Been to his, you know, his house for his daughter's birthday party.
Listen,
whatnot,
what can you do for us? Like, we need to do something. I don't know how we can make this happen.
When you New York City, you're going to the show, right?
August 15th.
Let me know. Just remind me.
Okay.
And we'll go from there.
I'm going to start like crying and panicking now.
They're such great guys. And their crew, they're all great guys. You know, I've hooked up a couple of people. I make a call or two.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not me doing it, but they, you know, sometimes they'll say, hey, Joe, who do you need? What do you need? So I'll take up a few favors. And the Vegas shows, I've hooked up a couple of friends meet the guys and whatnot. And I'm the 6th Backstreet Boy, we're going to say.
It's
crazy as it sounds. You know, they're great guys.
Okay,
this is good
for you, Pretty. There's a possibility here when you're in New York. Okay,
just
she's nearly crying here.
This is no joke. Her eyes are watery.
Just
she could
give me
cry.
A moment.
But you've met him before, though, right?
Yeah,
doesn't matter.
Was it a big mess when you met him the first?
She paid for a meet and greet, Jojo. She paid like thousands of dirhams for it.
Yeah, and I said, why'd you pay for it? We would have just got it for you.
She's I wanted to make sure.
Jojo, is Nick Carter a good guy?
Very good dude.
Okay, cool. Because I told him that he. I went to Singapore and interviewed them once, and he was like, he was arrogant.
Was it a long time ago?
That was Paris Hilton era.
8 years ago.
When I on that trip, the around the world trip, which was years ago, I didn't know him at all, really, at that point. He was a little standoffish at that time. But since then, it's just been...
Cool.
He recently got either him or his wife got some tattoos, and I turned him or them on to the guy that I use. So I think they got a tap from the guy that I'm going to recommend to you if you choose to come to the States. And
sure.
Do that. I love them all. I'm not just saying this because I'm on the radio. They are some of the best guys ever. Okay.
I'm
makes me so happy.
I'm happy to accept Nick Carter into my life if that happens. Okay.
Thanks, Chris. Put that aside. I appreciate
Nick,
it.
Nick, I'm ready for you, mate. JoJo on the radio. You're amazing as well, bro. We're so happy that you're going to be here for Redfest DXB. Get ready to see one of the biggest shows. I know you see him in LA and Vegas.
I'm ready.
But get ready, okay?
First time in Dubai. I'm so pumped. Thanks to Epuri for bringing us down here, stocking us up with all kind of crazy Epuri drinks and whatnot. Yep. The show's tomorrow and the day after, two days in a row. Yeah. I'm ready. What can I say?
Awesome stuff. Give him a big round of applause. Yay! JoJo!
Yeah. Thanks, sir.